If you've invested in cryptocurrency, this next story won't come as a surprise. Over the last 2 months, the value of digital currencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum has plummeted, devastating many who invested their savings into the money alternatives. Now, some are calling for stronger regulation of the industry. But how serious is this? Well, let's bring in Tori Newmyer, who's covering the story for The Washington Post. And Tori, thanks for joining us. And let me start with a really basic question for people out there who still might not understand what cryptocurrency is. So give us a quick cryptocurrency 101 explanation.
One way to think of it is as a sort of digital alternative to money. And advocates of this say the strength of it is it cannot be hacked or manipulated and is a better alternative than other forms of information that go through a central clearinghouse.
Okay. All right. Well, with that out of the way, I want to talk about this scope of this crash. You write that $1.35 trillion, nearly half the global market in cryptocurrency, has been lost since the highs in early November. That sounds like a huge plummet.
It is a very dramatic move that we've seen over the last 2 months in the value of this. It's also moving very quickly. I mean, one of the things about crypto is that it trades 24 hours a day, unlike the stock market, and it is subject to these very dramatic price swings. So it has recovered somewhat even since we wrote the story, but there's no guarantee that it's going to continue on an upward trajectory. It's not going to try to turn downward again and test new lows. We don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the volatility is really dramatic. You write about one man who works at a sign-making company. He'd amassed about $250,000 in Ethereum, and he lost most of this. How typical is that?
The danger here, I think, for average investors is a lot of people have only really started to hear about and participate in investing in this space in the last year or so because they saw headlines. Maybe they heard from, you know, friends or family that they had made a lot of money. This particular guy in Nashville is still up, but he's learned the hard way that the value of these things can go down just as easily as they went up.
Right. So I want to come back to this recent $1.35 trillion crash, and I take your point that some of the value has sort of clawed back just since you wrote that article. Still, it's an example of just how volatile this currency is. Can you explain how cryptocurrency gets its value and why it's so vulnerable to these extreme devaluations?
Well, it's unlike the stock market in the sense that the value of the coins is determined entirely by the people who are participating in this, and it is unrelated to any underlying fundamentals because arguably there really aren't any in the way there are with a share of a company that's got a capital stock and earnings, and you can look at the earnings of the company on a quarterly basis. For cryptocurrencies, it's determined by whatever people who are participating decide it's worth. And in the case of this most recent crash, it looks like investors were treating cryptocurrencies like the riskier bets that people were placing in the stock market. And so as investors in the stock market anticipated the Federal Reserve raising interest rates to battle inflation, they backed out of growth-oriented stocks in the tech sector. And this crash in cryptos looks like it followed that narrative.
All right. And so not surprisingly, there have been calls in Washington to better regulate what some are calling a bloodbath. The White House says it's going to release a memorandum this month, but what can government do here? What kinds of regulations would protect investors?
Well, you know, they can't protect investors from prices rising and falling. So it's not entirely clear that Washington is going to respond just to prices going up and down. Regulators are looking at this and trying to figure out, well, is this a case of buyer beware? Or is there some market manipulation here? Are investors not fully aware of potential manipulation by the trading platforms, for example, or the people issuing the coins themselves? And to this point, it's really been regulation by enforcement where the SEC primarily has been going after people that have been violating laws that are already on the books. But there isn't really a new uniform standard that regulators across the different agencies have agreed on. And so that's one of the things that the White House is trying to get its arms around with this memo.
Is this a case of cryptocurrency sort of taking off and almost running ahead of any possible enforcement.
It is certainly true that regulators have been caught a little flat-footed and have been surprised by just how quickly this took off over the last, say, 18 months. And so one of the questions that they're trying to answer right now is, does the size of this pose a potential systemic risk to the broader financial system? That's one of the things that the White House is going to be looking at, something that Treasury specifically has been studying in coordination with some of the other regulators, and there aren't really good answers yet.
All right. Well, that's Washington Post reporter Tory Newmyer. His latest article on cryptocurrency is entitled "Crypto Collapse Erases More Than $1 Trillion in Wealth, Forcing a Reckoning for Everyday Investors." Tory, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.